This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witt. Hope that you're going well and hope it's going to be a special day. I was interested to read from Dr. John Calhoun. He was a research psychologist at the National Institute of Mental Health. And he set out to prove a theory that there were dangers in population overcrowding. This is nothing new, is it? But what he did was rather unusual. He built a cage and he wanted to experiment with 160 mice. But what he decided to do was to increase that population of mice to 2,200. Now, it was a fairly good habitat, except, of course, it was grossly overcrowded. And the mice here were deprived of privacy. They had no time or space to be on their own. They couldn't get out. And Dr. Calhoun was interested to see how these mice would handle themselves in this very crowded environment. Well, he watched as the colony of mice began to disintegrate. The adults formed groups of about a dozen mice, and in these groups, each adult mouse performed a particular role. There were no roles for healthy young mice. The males that had once protected their territory withdrew from their leadership role. The females grew aggressive and forced out the young ones. The young ones became lazy. They ate, drank, slept, and groomed themselves, but it didn't show any aggression. They failed to reproduce. And he noticed that after 5 years of this, every mouse in that colony had died. You know, I guess it was a fairly cruel thing to do, but this was an interesting experiment to see what happened. And the most complex activities for the mice, which were courtship and mating, actually stopped. And he was able to say that in our complex activities of life, there was something worth examining. So we've promised ourselves that, well, things will be different this year. You know, many of us are going to make New Year resolutions. We're going to be looking at ways of doing things. And one of the things we've probably said is, well, I'm going to slow down a bit. I'm not going to be allowing myself to get into that trap. We're not going to become sort of pushed into this crowded environment. You know, we push too hard, we go too fast. And there's even that expression that you might have heard called the tyranny of the urgent. And that wraps its tentacles around us. The Bible has something to say to us who are going too fast. And in Psalm 46, verse 10, it says that we are required to stop and be still and know that there is God, to just stop. An old Hebrew saying says we should cease striving and let go. Now, just as things disintegrated in that colony of mice, so a similar thing can happen to us. We need to stop this overcrowded schedule, or things will happen. We can lose our sense of priority and, in fact, lose God in all this. We won't hear God speaking to us in the quietness and the stillness. So there is a need for us to meet with God, to shut out the noise of the crowd, to be quiet, and to really give him the time that he deserves. So what I'm talking about there is slowing down. It was Carl Jung who said that hurry is not of the devil. He said hurry is the devil. And you can read in the Bible many occasions when, for example, in Luke 5, we read that Jesus withdrew. He went away on his own to a lonely place, and he prayed. He needed to do that because as you get away on your own and get away from a crowd, we can actually hear God. As I said, Psalm 46:10 is a good one to remember. Be still and know that I am God. I guess it's easy to say that, but there are some practical things that you can do. Go for a walk and enjoy the scenery. If you're having trouble sleep, talk to God about it. And if you're having trouble there to not having enough time to do the things that are important, go to bed early. No TV. Take your lunch break at a park or a bench. Make time for yourself. And there's another really interesting verse from Psalm 127, and it says this in verse 2 and 3. It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know that he, meaning God, enjoys giving rest to those that he loves? So we need to understand that God can speak to us even though we are in this busy period and busy time and in a busy world. Well, Heavenly Father, we know, Lord, that as we hurry, things can get out of hand. We lose our sense of perspective. Lord, just slow us down. Help us listen to your heartbeat. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.